Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
In all my years of researching productivity and business and health, there are three, technically four, core things you can do in life that seem to just drastically improve everything. That's eat well, get good sleep, and work out and exercise. And then the fourth other one that's pretty good too is meditate. But if you get those three, you're doing fine. You're doing well. You're feeling good. Those are harder to get right than they should be, but or than we technically make them, but those are the ones. Today, I'm just going to talk about the gym and working out and creating a home gym that will make sure you just stick to it, because that's what it takes. You just got to get in there, work out, and get your body moving. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Even so, what I've done again is I have a couple core essential tools that I have in my home. I have an ab roller, I have a 35-pound kettlebell, and a jump rope and an ab roller, and then a pull-up bar. But I need to get a new pull-up bar. That really threw my whole system off for a while because it was all kind of centered around the pull-up bar. And then that one kind of broke and I got rid of it. And I just started using my gym pull-up bar, but I'm lazy. And again, even having a gym at my apartment complex, that's not even, I mean, it's more than 50 feet, but it's not far from me, but I still just have to go over there and do it. And I don't. That being said, those tools can get you really far. Oh, also like push-up blocks or like push-up kind of handlebars, because I can get deeper in my push-ups. Those are also really good to have. But those things can get you really far, and you can do so much with them. They're so versatile. And you really don't need to do much every day. You just need to do three sets of 10 to 15 reps of each exercise. By doing just that and a little bit of intermittent fasting, I was able to put on 20 pounds of muscle and like be in the best shape ever with doing the least amount of workout I've ever done. Like in high school, I'd work out so much, hours a day, track practice, eat just a ton of food to put on weight and increase muscle mass, and eat protein powders, which turned out were just terrible for me. And we do all that and finally got to 175 and I was cool with it, and then got into college and lost that weight and got down to 155 and stayed there for like 6 or 7 years, just being there, feeling skinny, not really worrying about it anymore. Cause the only reason, one of the only reasons I want to get big too is for girls. Like I thought girls like big muscular guys and I thought they looked cool. And so I wanted to be that, and that's still in my head, but I cared less about it when I started to really understand that girls don't really care about big muscular guys, and they were totally fine with like the skinny guys. It was way less about that, so I just cared less. But again, recently just doing this minimal workout, I was able to get back up to 177 and be very lean and cut, just doing these simple workouts for 15-ish minutes a day. And it's something sustainable. That's really what matters, is it sustainable and can you do it consistently throughout your life? Because if you can't, if it's something you're going to fall back on and not be able to get back into, then it's really honestly not even worth doing. Like if you even do it for just a year and then you don't do it the rest of your life, like that's not going to be beneficial long term. Like we really need to think long term about our systems and our habits in order to really live healthy, good lives and have a strong sense of well-being. Another thing I plan to build to make this a little bit better and also to clean it up, because right now everything's kind of scattered on my floor and I need to have a thing for it. But really, again, a lot of my issues in my home is I want to build everything custom for myself. So I let everything kind of annoy me until I can get it built. And sometimes that takes a really long time because I can only build one thing at a time. So luckily got my desk done, which I've been loving. I've been building these origami boxes. That's going to be a freebie that I'm going to give out on my website. So keep a lookout for that. But what I want to build is this system that folds out. I saw a great video by this guy, Benjamin Iuda, on YouTube. And he gave me this idea, and I'm going to have the pull-up bar fold out. It's going to rack everything. It's going to have all the other tools just with their own specific spot in this kind of plywood casing, basically, is really all it is. And it folds down. It's going to have dip bars, pull-up bar, obviously. I want to get this chest, this thing that goes around your chest. It's a weight vest, but you can put plates on it, and so you can adjust the amount of weight that's in that. And just use plates. So there'll be like racks for the plates and then a place to hang that weight vest. And then I can do weighted pull-ups and just increase some stuff there. So I'm really excited to build that. I want to build it really bad, but I've just, you know, one thing at a time, especially if I'm moving, I'm just thinking about how much of a nightmare it would be to move that big, huge thing that I'm going to build and have to remount it to the wall. So that's kind of been another thing that's been keeping me from doing that until I can find kind of really a permanent apartment that I can live in. Like, I want to do it here really bad. I love this apartment complex, but it's looking like I'm gonna have to move, which sucks. So, oh well. But again, it's all about creating these systems. So having home exercise tools is essential. I mean, really all you need is your body. You can do squats, burpees, and push-ups, and some dips like on the couch or on a coffee table, and put your feet up on the couch, and right there you're pretty much good to go and can get really far doing just that. But it's just a matter of doing it. It's just also a matter of taking the time of the day. Like, I even forget, and I'm still a little off of my system because my kind of morning routine, which I've talked about in another podcast, is draw, record this podcast, and then work out. But often after doing the podcast, I'm just kind of drained from that whole endeavor. So then I just go and lay down and play some Call of Duty as a break for a minute. And then I don't get the workout right away. So then that I miss the workouts. But I'm also finding that's the other thing about building habits. Sometimes you just have to see where things are best put. And you got to try them out and see what works. And I'm kind of maybe finding that working out at the end of the day or later in the day is better than working out in the morning for me. And I didn't think that was the case, because again, I miss workouts a lot. If you like have a networking event or a date, then you might miss your workout later in the day. So that's one of the reasons I don't like it at the end of the day, but I find that I might end up doing it more if I do it at the end of the day. So I'm going to try moving it there potentially. But for right now, right after I get done with recording and posting this podcast, I think I'm gonna go do some pull-ups. But let me actually see. Oh, handstands is today. So you can do a lot with handstands too. Just handstand holds. Hold a handstand for 30 seconds on the wall. That is actually pretty brutal. But I'm really all about the body, controlling my body, having complete control over my limbs and movements. Stretching every day is important to me. So that's what today is. Other than that, subscribe to the podcast and go check out the website, www.relievekey.co. I just redid the whole thing. So I love feedback. I love your thoughts. I love you to subscribe to the newsletter as well. Right now I'm running a deal where if you don't laugh at the first three emails, you get 10% off of whatever you purchase from me. And you got to let me know right away, because then I'll hold on to that until you purchase from me, but you got to let me know that you didn't laugh at any of them. And then I'll make some more to send you to laugh at, and hopefully I'll get you laughing at something I write, because that's what I want. I want these emails to really make you want to open them and be excited to open them, and not just be another boring business newsletter that's trying to spam you and get you to buy something. So check that out. Other than that, I will see you tomorrow.